Good morning. Today is Monday, July the 31st. Jeez.
How'd that happen?
Yeah. I'm still trying to get accustomed to May. Joining us this morning, Rob Arkley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bri. How are you?
Stunned.
Yeah.
August. Well, at least we got the weather pattern that says summer.
Don't we, though?
Fog and burn off.
Oh, yeah. Fog and burn off and glorious evenings.
Were you
barbecuing
up in the hills
in
this
the
weekend?
I was.
105?
It was warm. Sharon, I warm. Took care of our granddaughter while the daughter and son-in-law were away. So we
family time.
Yeah, so we had a 17-month-old for two hot days, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool. You said you had a quote.
I do, and I want everyone to think about this particularly. The task of leadership is not to put greatness into humanity, but to elicit it. For greatness is already there. John Bouchon.
Kind of sounds like the Pope.
Well, it kind of sounds like the Pope. It kind of sounds like we don't need government to put greatness into it. We're there. Let us be all we can be.
A lot of okay, sounds like the Army.
There we are. another great institution.
Oh, boy. How easy it is to get off the rail, huh?
just a hairpin turn away.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of rail, are you hearing anything about the choo-choo line, the east-west? Is that dead? Are we just
no,
going to have an excursion?
I wouldn't say it's dead. I would say it's there are various people working on it in ways. On the plus side, I've most certainly not spent any time on it. It's not that I'm not interested. I've just had, quite a few other things going. And, the local stuff is, it's all positive, but it's taking an inordinate amount of time, and adding more burden with what we have is challenging.
Surprising amount of time locally?
I'm surprised at how much there is to do here locally that's just pretty good, smart business.
So plenty of opportunities.
Quite a bit of opportunity from what I can see.
Let me ask you a question I've been asking a couple of folks in the last few weeks. What do you see as the biggest impediment for businesses to locate in Humboldt and Del Norte County?
Permitting. Especially in Eureka, where you go through about five different permitting agencies out at Fairhaven.
So including the state stuff then?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're happy with the quality of people we're finding. I guess the logging companies, they're complaining and they can't get people to log. We haven't had that at SN. We just have a magnificent group right now. We're really happy.
So it's the permitting. I'm wondering about infrastructure. The whole quality of life argument.
I can't wait to talk about infrastructure.
All right. Guess what we're talking about when we come back? Okay, everybody guessed. Fine. We got a smart audience here too, buddy. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley about?
Infrastructure.
Yes. All Yay. Right. Our short-term memory function is still there.
So far, so good.
All right. I thought infrastructure was going to be the holdup, either people not being able to get in and out of here, planes, trains, and automobiles, throwing barges, doesn't matter, whatever. the lack of the true robust redundancy in the internet and the fiber optics. Permitting is certainly part of it. Housing, I mean, all these things that are necessities for somebody to bring, let's say, 100 people to town. Where are they going to go? That's what I see.
Yeah, you defined infrastructure as housing, and I hadn't thought of it in the context of housing. Housing is an issue here. The permitting is a problem. And frankly, just the cost of it is going up so dramatically. It's really alarming how much we're paying for housing here.
Even with the foreclosures that were happening, or are what appear to be foreclosures, maybe not foreclosures, but just out of area ownership?
First of all, the town has not looked worse during my lifetime that I'm aware of. The grass, the unkempt houses, I don't know whether people are living in them.
Or empty houses.
Are they empty? Yeah. Are they grows? I don't know. But the city council's sitting on their thumbs, and they can absolutely enforce through the fire code and other codes the thing. Furthermore, the city's in charge of the sidewalks. So when we see weeds in the sidewalk, that's the city. I am going to hold this city council highly accountable, and I'm not afraid of going to war with them and just making this a big issue. Same as giving away at a time when we clearly are poverty-stricken around here, homelessness, et cetera, et cetera. They want to give away Indian Island to the Wiyots. Well, I use Indian Island. I like it. My kids do. I see people there all the time when I'm over there. I don't get how they can take one of our assets and give it. So I'm going to be offering over the appraised value for the property. And if I get it, they're giving it away as surplus property. Well, that's fine, but at the same time, that's an asset that is gone from the public forever. The Wiyots have made no commitment to allow us to use it, and the city's giving it away. What is this city council thinking of? I mean, it's astonishing and flabbergasting to me.
I don't know if it's normal. Could you make an over the value bid and say for roads?
Well, I was thinking about doing it for police, and we're having real problems to get the police with housing to live here and afford housing. They're paid less than Reading, and housing's more expensive here than Reading. So if we can have a down payment assistance program that they have it forgiven over a period of years, that would be a proactive way to do it. But we're losing.
So there are opportunities to put contingencies on an offer.
Well,
or is that just
this city
discussion?
This city council is appear to me to be just determined to give this land away. Greg Sparks was singularly unimpressive when I met with him. He was mad at me for saying, you're giving away an asset of the community of future generations. We have the only rookery for a city in California. We're giving it away to the natives. We already gave them one thing. Now we're giving them another. I don't know what the women on the city council are thinking. It may feel good. It certainly isn't intellectually a bright thing to do. It's intellectually not defensible.
When you look at the city budget, I know you entertain yourself periodically.
I do.
What do you see? Because I know a lot of us...
Unfunded pensions.
That's an ongoing... I mean, that's
it's
an ongoing
going up logarithmically. We are so broke.
Are there areas... I mean, when I talk to the folks, $285,000 for roads.
It's a joke.
Total annual. Well, you see what's going on to H&I. Oh, by the way, sorry about being Eureka-centric on this one, everybody. But,
we are the county seat.
Yeah. The 14th Street. I mean, a lot of the major thoroughfares are also now starting to pit out and have potholes. And it's not a maintenance issue anymore. It's getting beyond that point.
It is.
Do you see anywhere where those funds could be allocated from, or is this just a lack of sales tax dollars? It's not a priority. It's just lack of dollars.
No, it's lack of. We have a labor-centric budget with a labor-centric pension liability, and ultimately infrastructure is going to get squeezed, if not eliminated. When you only spend $285,000 on roads in Eureka, basically that's none. I mean, you could blow through millions of dollars and we wouldn't necessarily feel it. So I mean, I'm beginning to wonder if we shouldn't run a slate of candidates who really say we're getting back to the people's priorities, and we're going to go to we're going to renegotiate our labor contracts. We're going to redo these things, and we're going to make this a city of infrastructure, because the city's ready to roll. We are going to grow. We're a great place to live, but until we get a council who is alert enough to do this, it won't.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk Shop presented by Redek and by CDH Painting. Rob, looking at the visible signs, I had an opportunity to spend a couple of minutes with a couple of the Eureka City Council folks, and I was surprised how aggressive I got with my questions of them.
Well, they're not good on specifics. Let's get that way.
What I'm looking for, and nobody obviously knows what's going to be going on with the marijuana legalization and the growing and the zoning and the. Okay, fine. Big question mark for 4 or 5 years. Everybody's there on that one. But it's seems to be the ripples out from that position that are what we see. You know, the whole drug culture is kind of what I wrap it all together with and say drug culture. One of the things that frustrates me the most is the tacit acceptance. Every place has got. Okay, so who cares? You know, doesn't mean that we have to accept it or be comforting or that kind of.
Thank God someone's saying it. I don't care whether everyone else has it. I don't care. We have it, and it's unacceptable.
And I certainly in California, it's tough. Tougher than other jurisdictions because of large ass. Throughout the country, you go around, you see, you look, and you're sensitive to this. Do you see, is homelessness really in every community?
Not to this extent, no.
So,
is it in California? Yeah. I think California is difficult. It's hard. We've made it pay to be here and be homeless.
Is it as visible?
Nowhere. Well, San Francisco, Cher just returned from San Francisco and said, boy, it's everywhere. Andy Mills is going down, you know, to Santa Cruz. And speaking of a guy who left the community better than he found it, he was a great police chief. And I
hopefully I maintain them inertia.
I'm fearful what will happen with Greg Sparks hiring this time. So,
yeah, having a committee and a powwow.
And they're doing everything.
Discussion by committee.
They're doing everything wrong right now.
It's like, oh my.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't Well, it's no big secret. I'm not a cop, so it doesn't matter. I mean, if I was one of the finalists and they told me we're going to have a cocktail party and there's going to be people from the community and we're going to do kind of like speed dating and get their feedback, I'd say, well, you got my resume. Let me know if you want a cop. I shouldn't be paid to be a social gadfly. Thank you very much. Give me a call when you want it solved.
I agree to a great extent. One of the reasons Andy was successful, he was able to make the normal citizen feel like they had a voice. So his social skills and his wife Kathy's as a team, they were highly effective. So there is
post-hiring.
Post-hiring, there is something to be gained. But as far as a little sensitivity session, forget it. I mean, there is a job. It's called policing, and that's what it is. And you have to lead a police force. Their job is exceedingly difficult. It's exceedingly dangerous. That's where your first priorities have to be.
So when you're around the visibility level in our area, is that because it's been permitted? My fear is we're the frog in the kettle with the water starting to heat. Say, well, everybody's got warm water. Okay.
We're becoming accepting. Have you been down to Second Street at noon? It's frightening. And, you know, I had folks in from New York to look at a loan on a couple of our properties. And they said, what is this? When we went down there, because I'd had to show them some of our other property. And so we've got our work cut out for us, Brian. My problem is the business community has become quite insular and has become not outward reaching. And so the Chamber of Commerce, which ought to be a unifying thing, is not. It ought to be a leading entity. It's not. And so you have a bunch of free agents. Everyone's doing what's best for them. I mean, that's what we're doing at Security National. We've got our three businesses, and we're doing our three businesses. And frankly, you know, we're thrilled with our employees. We're thrilled with what's going on. But is there a coordinated, coherent Chamber of Commerce? Absolutely not.
Now, when you folks hire, you're hiring most local.
Yes.
When you're hiring somebody out of market to come here?
We normally don't. We do in Baton Rouge, but we don't in Eureka.
The difference being?
The difference being that normally it's pretty hard to bring out of the area people into Eureka, and with spouses and that. It's not an easy place to attract talent.
Because of our geographic isolation?
Correct.
So it's not a cultural, it's a physical.
I think our culture's fine. I think we're nice people. I think we really have a great culture.
Well, I put the transient population in that culture mix also.
It's unfortunate. It's a challenge.
Part of the fabric.
It's the fabric. Yeah. You can't possibly argue with you. Would that I could.
So, all right, the kiss up session continues when we come back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, the future of the area here in Humboldt, Dalnort, Eureka specific, you're always pretty bullish about. You see things and you tend to be of that persuasion. I am of that persuasion. I can remember Dad talking about, this is going to be a great year, isn't it? And we don't see those breakthroughs. Or we don't think that we see those breakthroughs.
I think we've had breakthroughs, Bri.
Where do we see these things? What's got you fired up now?
Well, we're going to be coming out of the ground.
That's not a zombie reference, by the way.
No, with some buildings. I think we are seeing properties turning over finally. You're starting to see these junker houses, instead of being left as junkers, finally some entrepreneurial people are starting to buy them and fix them. So I see a steady, the waterfront is happening, period, end of discussion. So I see so much positive. Look at the North Coast Dance. It's unbelievable the quality of people that we're putting out. We're getting a national reputation. So we're doing a lot of very positive things that when you are the frog, which we all are, I don't think the water's necessarily getting warmer. I think we have tweaks. We have a lot of things to do. I'm pretty disgusted with Eureka City Council. I don't think they're either bright nor are they protecting us as citizens, which their job is.
But in the past, I thought their job was to get out of the way.
Oh, no, they're fully functionally in the way, okay, and okay. They are experts.
Or electeds, not just...
They're experts at everything. Just ask them. And I love sitting in... I had a discussion and said, wow, and your judgment is from what? And it's a shame. And I think we're going to have to get more active in politics. And the community is ready to come together. I'll tell you that. The community is ready to come together on giving away assets, the homeless, and that. And, you know, this city council, there's not a homeless person they don't favor. And so consequently, it's time. I think we've reached the tipping point, and it's just, I normally don't like running slates of candidates. I think it's a time to run a slate, go door to door and have a well-financed campaign, and people want it to be better. We can do better.
Oh, and you don't have any trains on your property anymore, do you?
They are on our property. They haven't been moved, but we...
When do those guys disappear?
Well, off the one parcel.
Oh, okay.
And so we're working through with the railroad authority to work out an easement to tear down the lousy building or substantially damage it. And then we met with the Coastal Commission last week and for a path forward. So all these things are positive. And, I mean, we can put 40,000 feet on that property. And it's not going to be an Arcata office park, which is basically a shitty, lousy looking metal building. And sorry, Brian, the FCC will be calling and I will indemnify you for that bill.
Thank you very much. But he saw the immediate reaction, so at least I'm listening. Huh?
So I apologize, everybody. But we are going to make it beautiful. We're going to shape this community into a gorgeous place. And it is. We live in a great place. Its future is ahead of it, not behind it.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe we need to get one of those pause buttons. See everybody tomorrow.